Well, the first images of Matthew's impact came to us through social media, photos of collapsed buildings in Haiti, of families sifting through rubble that once was a home, a man carrying a woman on his back through nearly waist-deep floodwater. That's the first subject of our social media segment this week. Femi Oke hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English and joins us now from Washington. And Femi, we were reminded when we saw these images that Twitter really came of age after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. It was instrumental in the huge fundraising afterwards. Now we are in 2016, and we're not waiting until after the event to see images. What are we seeing?
I was looking for images as Hurricane Matthew was approaching Haiti. You know what's going to happen when a hurricane hits the land or brushes land. And so I was looking to see what were people posting, what were they sharing before they lost power. So off the phones, you were seeing video, you were seeing rain coming down, you were seeing the floods, a broken bridge, and total devastation, as Jason was already saying. But how is it being used right now? Not necessarily for inside Haiti, but messaging to get outside of Haiti. Haitian officials, for instance, are telling NGOs, please get your act together. Let us know what you're doing. Don't just turn up and start working in the southern part of Haiti. Please coordinate. It's really, really important. So a lot of that messaging is for people on the outside coming into Haiti.
But it's a way for them to get word out, because we remember, you know, after the earthquake, everything was down. And most of the Twitter activity was outside the country. Now you say it's from inside out. Well, here in the U.S., as Florida was preparing for the storm, a lot of very strong warnings that went viral. Let's just listen to one from Fox News anchor Shepard Smith. He was pointing to a map tracking the storm.
This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die too.
I think he also said something about pets. I mean, you know, social media, that we could hear, that was recorded off of someone's television and sent around. Social media really responded to this.
Yeah, and that's Shepard Smith. And if you know his work, you know he's dramatic and he has presence. I have to do full disclosure here. In a previous career, I spent 15 years as a weather forecaster. So when a hurricane is heading towards you, I know how difficult it is to get people to decide to take it seriously, not to go sightseeing on the beach, not to hang out with your mates, have hurricane parties.
Well,
it's
and apparently,
really, really important.
Yeah, and apparently Shepard Smith had heard on social media from a woman who lived in Palm Beach Gardens, and she said, I'm going to stay put. So he might have...
People play.
Yeah,
yes,
he might have been trying to convince her.
So what was missing, because I was talking to a lot of my meteorologist colleagues and a lot of meteorologists online were saying what was missing was there was a little bit of nuance missing. He got the power right, but maybe the language should have been a little bit different words. For instance, here's Florida Governor Rick Scott, and this is what he said in a tweet. We can rebuild homes. We can rebuild businesses. We cannot rebuild life. His tweet was tweeted out 1,000 times. Yeah. Just one single video, that little video clip that we played, that was tweeted out 100,000 times.
Well,
that's the difference.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so Fox News anchor Shepard Smith got their attention. But on the other hand, you have people like the Drudge Report criticizing the coverage and the warnings. This conservative website headline yesterday said storm fizzle. The creator of the site, Matt Drudge, sent out a controversial tweet about maybe this is political. What happened there?
Well, there was a little snapshot of Hurricane Matthew, and it was just taken where it looked like the rain bands, those little blobs of color that you see when you look at a hurricane radar picture. They were a little messy. So he was saying, well, I'm not too sure that the wind intensity is as high as it says it is. And the National Hurricane Center, what other information do we have other than them? So he was pinning this on a potential left-wing conspiracy to actually say that climate change is real and not a fiction that's been made up by the left. So he is politicizing a hurricane, and he got a lot of pushback for that.
Well, let me say what he said first.
Yeah,
the deplorables, and by that I mean Trump supporters, are starting to wonder if government has been lying to them about Hurricane Matthew intensity to make exaggerated point on climate. That was a tweet. What was the response?
The response was another tweet, obviously. Don't blame Mother Nature, blame mankind. He links to a quote from Hillary Clinton from a year ago talking about how important climate change was and fighting that. And the picture is a very windswept picture of Hillary Clinton not perhaps looking at her best and most put together. So he is doubling down on this. Climate change is a left-wing conspiracy.
Well, we know it's infuriated meteorologist and climatologist in the area, the National Hurricane Center president, or rather the Weather Channel president, David Clark, tweeted out, not now.
No time for politics.
Right.
Just stay safe.
Femi Oke, who hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English, thanks so much for our look at the news through the social media.